piano ritu from God's holy word, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and we commence at verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen the Spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now pray the Lord for a blessing. O eternal and all-sufficient God, it is in thy condescending mercy that we are privileged in this night to gather with the congregation round about thy word and testimony. Before we were together to commemorate the birth of Christ and his death and resurrection, but now in this night his ascension into heaven, that he departed from his disciples, and that he entered into the highest majesty and glory, to receive from his Father all the honor and glory as the mediator and surety, where he has done the will of his Father and finished the work of the Father, to his honor and glory and to the salvation of thy people. Lord, pour thou thy Holy Spirit upon us in this night, and give us together what we stand in need of, that thy word, may thy word and testimony powerful to our soul, and that many in our midst were drawn nigh unto thee, and draw with the cords of love, but also to bring them at thy feet, O Lord Jesus, who are now exalted in majesty and glory at the right hand of God the Father, that we receive the remission of our sins and the restoration into the fellowship with God, and all the benefits of the covenant which are necessary for each and every one, will it be well for the great eternity. Give thy people an undeserved blessing in this gathering. Thou knowest all the sorrow and all their afflictions and all the darkness of their heart. Lord, hide not thy face from them, but reveal thyself unto thy dear children, and give them a little hope in this night for their own soul, that a time shall come that the Lord shall deliver them out of the strife of this world and this life. Strengthen thy servant who is again in the midst of the congregation. They have protected him in all his ways, and have strengthened him to perform the manifold labors for which we were called in the Eastern congregations. Give an heart to acknowledge thee, Lord, because our life and everything is in thy hand. And strengthen us in this night for the second time to explain and to preach thy word and testimony. The labors are manifold, but, O Lord, strengthen us as they have done in the past. Made it well with thyself, and that thy word may be as an open book for us, and that we are carried on the prayers of thy people in our midst, also for this service. We need that so, Lord, and especially that the Lord Jesus made intercession for us by his Father. Remember our boys in the service, all the sick and afflicted people, and all who are in bereavement. Thou knowest that Father with his children who are in our midst in this night. Oh, it will be an empty place for them also in this night. But Lord, made them submissive under thy divine will, and fill that empty place with thyself in his heart and in the heart of his children and grandchildren. That father and friend who is home again from that great big trip, Lord, humble also his heart, and give him in this night a blessing where he was for some time with his relatives in that other state of this country, and who is now again home. Lord, he is also missing his wife, and it is for him also an empty life. But in thy presence is life and is peace, that he may experience that for himself. Widows and orphans, strengthen and sustain him, and made everything well with all who are in the hospitals and institutions. Also that young men and father who have to go to the hospital to undergo an operation, be with him, Lord. Strengthen also him, and bring him home to his wife and child at the appointed time. Sanctify all the trials to his soul, and hear us out of thy fullness, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 418. The collection will now be taken for our school. Number 418. Praise the Lord, ye lands. Nations, clap your hands. Shout aloud to God. Spread his fame abroad. Praise him loud and long with a triumph song. Bow as ye draw nigh for the Lord Most High. Terrible is he in his dignity, and his kingdom's girth circles all the earth. Number 418.
Thank you.
congregation, for the Church of God, it is today a special and a glorious day which is very important for all them that have received that true life, that spiritual life merited by Christ Jesus and wrought in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. We are together to commemorate that memorable event, the ascension of Christ Jesus. Every year we are together to commemorate the birth of Christ, that he took our human nature, that he suffered and died, that he was risen from the dead. But now in this night we are together to hear out of the Word of God what have taken place 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that great benefit that is flowing out of the ascension of Christ Jesus. The words of our text for this night you will find in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 50 and 51. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Thus far. In this night we have to consider the ascension of Christ Jesus. And I have to speak to you about Christ's farewell from his disciples and his entrance into heaven. In the first place, they have to do without him because he departed from them. In the second place, they could do without him because he blessed them. And finally, they were willing to do without him because he filled them. After the resurrection of Christ, beloved congregation, then the Lord Jesus was on earth for 40 days. And he had to stay for 40 days with his disciples for a special reason and to a special purpose, namely to instruct them, to teach them, and to wean them in regard to his bodily presence. For 3 years, the Lord was with his disciples. And now there was at the time of his suffering and death, that was for them a very hard time. Not because that they never have heard about the suffering and the resurrection of Christ, no. Because from the beginning the Lord Jesus, he has told them the necessity of his suffering and death, but they were darkened was their understanding, and they were missing that right insight in the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, after the resurrection, the conversation between Christ and his disciples was so much different than that it was before. Before that Christ died, then every morning the disciples go to him. They went to him, and they always know where he was. But after his resurrection, then they never know where they could find Christ. That means the life after the resurrection was much more dependent than that it was before. Now, in those 40 days that Christ was on earth, in a state of his exaltation, then they have always to wait for him, that he revealed himself unto them. And it was not every day that they were blessed with his presence. No. But that was for that reason that he weaned them for that purpose, to make them also submissive at that time when the Lord had to depart from this world and to depart from them. Because from the beginning that Christ came on earth, It was never his intention to stay here on earth, because his dwelling place was in heaven, as also his throne, the throne of his glory. And that was his home, not this world, no. And he was for that purpose here on earth, that he had to suffer and die to reconcile God with his people and the people with God, to take away all the sin and all the iniquities of his dear children and to restore them into the communion with God. And now the time was there that he had to depart from his disciples and from his church. That was outwardly a very hard thing. But we hope to hear in this evening hour that the Lord made everything well at that time, that he leave his disciples, and that he go back and return again to his Holy Father. The Lord Jesus, he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And I told you in the first place, the theme of my sermon tonight is Christ's farewell and Christ enters. He bade for farewell from his church on earth with his human nature. And he entered into heaven. There was something that was very important. On one side, the Lord Jesus, he departed from his disciples. And at the other hand, he abides with his disciples. With his human nature, then he left this world. But with his divine nature, then he abides with them. And that is also the solution for another problem in the life of the disciples. We have in our congregation and outside, of course, that is all the time that goes through, that there is people that is in bereavement and sorrow. Tonight I have to pray for some family that received two tidings out from the old country that two of the relatives died. I have to pray tonight in the first service for people that have to miss the relatives in the last days. And in the last week, we have the same in our own congregation, that one of our members was taken away by the hand of death. That goes on all the time. And you have always to say, whose turn will it now be? We have to say that because our life that is as a shadow. Our life in this world is not. And then the results that it brings with them, that the Lord take away dear relatives and friends from us out of this world, that there is sorrow in our hearts. That is naturally, if we see no tears, that is no good, not at all. But if there are tears, then you can see that there is a close tie between those relatives and friends. And now the best friend of the whole world, that is Christ. He is also called our oldest brother. And now he departs from his disciples. And instead that they were so afraid, exceedingly sorrowful, there was joy in their heart at that present time. And how was that now possible? How? We have an answer in this night in our points. They have to do without him because he departed from them. They could do without him because he blessed them. And they were willing to do without him because he filled them. There you have now the solution of that great problem in the life of the disciples. The Lord Jesus, he was longing for the time that he could depart from this world because he has performed what he has to do in this world. He has freedom to say in John 17 that he has finished the work which the Father has given to do him. And when he was on Calvary, then his sixth word was on the cross, it is finished. And in that full knowledge that his holy Father was satisfied, in that full knowledge that he had reconciled God with the sinner, that he had bruised the head of Satan, that he had paid with the price of his precious blood for all the sins and for all the iniquities of his people, now he was longing again to come back and to return to his Father. That was his destination, people. That was his home. There, in the presence, and in that whole communion with the Father, and with the Holy Ghost, and with all the holy angels, and with the saints, he was longing for that time. And now the time was there that he could go from this world. There was not no sorrow in his heart. No. He had asked his Father, glorify me as I have glorified thee. And on the basis of his vicarious work, that he has done everything to satisfy his Father and to deliver his church and to redeem and to restore them, in that knowledge, now he was so glad that the time was there that he could depart from this world, because you can imagine that is also in our own lives the same too. We are living with our heart in our own country, and our thoughts are all the time going out to that country and to our own family and friends and relatives. That is naturally, there are some people that make a trip to their relatives and to their friends. Oh, thousands and thousands. It is now all so busy. There is now to December no place on a boat in New York. No place. If you come now, they said we can place you on the list for the next year. And that is with the planes, it is so filled. No place. There is many people that was not born there in Germany or in the Netherlands or in Spain or in another country, but that have a desire to see there that country and to live there for a certain time. But you can imagine that every man that has a longing for their own destination, and much stronger as we have that ever in our heart, was that now with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the disciples, they came now in the necessity for himself. They have to do without Christ, because he departed from them. He had spoken of that before that he suffered and died. And after his resurrection, he has prepared his disciples also. Once in John 14, then he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in me. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. And I go to prepare a place for you. They have to do without Christ. There came a separation. But What a great blessing, congregation, to believe. And I think the disciples, they have something in their heart that was not for all the time. It was temporary. And that is now for the whole church of Christ on earth. They have to miss a bridegroom for some time, but in the future there is that hope that the Lord will unite them together. Because for Christ came the day of ascension, and for all God's children that have knowledge of God and knowledge of Christ, and for all the people, whether conversation is in heaven, oh, there comes the day of ascension for them too. They have not to stay all the time here on earth, not all the time to live here. Oh, if you say that tonight to the most concerned child of God, there shall never come a day that you can depart from this earth. You have all the time to stay here. Oh, I think they were so discouraged that they faint. Can they die all the time? No. Even God assured people had need grace to die all the time. As most of the time they also so far from death as north is from south. Thus you can imagine that concerned people of God, that their life is so many times in distress, that they said, I don't know whether that the life of God is in my heart, yes or no, I don't know. But one thing they can say all the time, that their life is not on earth. They could say that. And they sometimes so tired of the whole world. Really tired of the whole world. And why? Why so tired of the whole world? Oh, they are so tired of himself. That's the greatest reason. Tired of himself. Because it was not so hard in the world. If we were without flesh and blood, and we have not to carry ourselves, then it was not so bad to stay. But that is now the greatest trouble. Today it is Ascension Day, and it is a great wonder from the Lord if there is a crumb of that in our heart. A crumb of that. If the Lord gives one thought about that in our soul. It is possible that it is Ascension Day. That we commemorate that Christ bid farewell to his church. That he entered into heaven. And that it in our heart is nothing else than hell. Nothing else than in hell. And that he had to say, Lord, how awful it will be. How awful. Now it is already night. And the whole day, oh, I start in this morning, maybe you too. I hope so. I hope so. In your family, at a table, that you read the verses out of the Bible referring to the ascension of Christ. Have you done it? We have verses in the Bible enough. If you don't know it, Psalm 24. Psalm 47. And then 68. And then Luke 24 and Acts 1, the revelation of John, also that chapter that speak about exaltation of Christ. Ephesus 4, one of them. Colossus 2, Ephesus 2, and Colossus 3, many portions we have in the Bible. If you have done it never, I hope if the Lord spare you next year, that you start them with that. It is so necessary, because it is, yeah, it is a thought that here the people in general know so little about ascending day. That is, it is a work day. It is a work day. And it was, oh, it was better that we have the whole day church. That was better. And if it was not the whole day, but, oh, that we start with that in the morning. There is time for everything, people. But now to commemorate the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that in the Netherlands. We start most of the places in the morning already with preaching then at that day. And in the most of the places, the people was not working. And they went from one place to another to the churches there. Once I preached about five times on that ascending day. Five times from one place to another. The value of that day and what have taken place that is so great for the church of God. Because when Christ ascended into heaven, that was not for himself, no, but the guarantee lays in that for the whole church, that the time is coming that he also will ascend into heaven, and that the Lord bring them home for all those that are aliens and strangers of the true work of God, and for all those that have their life in this world, they shall perish, and they shall open their eyes in that place of damnation, in that place where the rich man came. There was no relief, nothing at all, but for the church of God, small and great, for all of them the time is coming that the Lord shall deliver them out of the strife of this life, and that the Lord bring them to their destination. And then they are living. Then they are living with soul and body, because here on earth we cannot worship the Lord, and we cannot glorify Christ as that it is the desire of our heart. We cannot do it as long as we are living here. But if the Lord delivers his children, then they shall receive the full desire of their heart. Then they have no trouble with themselves, but then they glorify the Lord. And we have no trouble with the devil. No more trouble with the devil. And no more trouble with ourselves. And no trouble with the world. That is all done. Christ, in the day of his ascension, then he was above all strife. And above all affliction. And now the disciples, they have to do without him, because he departed from them. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. They could do without him, because He blessed them. Christ departed from his disciples. They were left behind. But, as I have told you already, it was not so hard for the disciples. In the first place, he led them out as far as to Bethany. The Lord accompanied his disciples from that place of sorrow, and he led them to the mouth of Ella. And as soon as they came to that mountain, then he lifted up his hands and bless them. He lift up his pierced hands, and under his he covered them in the first place under his pierced hands. That means that before the Christ parted from his disciples, then he gave them the assurance for their own heart and soul. And that was not only for the disciples, but that is now for the whole church of Christ here on earth, that he always covered them, that he always protect them under his pierced hands. That is another thing, whether they can believe that all the time. Oh, they are so many times, and they said the Lord hath forsaken. And I think there is no knowledge in heaven of me. I think so. My way is hidden from the Lord. And he don't know nothing of me. No, I think that is all done. But that is not so. No, Christ, he entered into heaven, but before that he came to his residence, then he lifted up his hands and he blessed. And if the Lord blessed us, then we are blessed forever and forever. In the first place, that people, or even the least of God's children, even that people that cannot believe all the time, that the Lord looked down upon them in grace and in mercy, as that people that have the assurance for their own heart that the Lord is their fortune, that the Lord is their refuge and their strength, even that people that lay now under his hand all the time, by day and by night, he is the, as we read in Psalm 121, he is that keepeth Israel, and he shall neither slumber nor sleep, but he is all, his eyes are all the time open upon his dear children, and he blessed them. We needed everything because we have lost everything. And you have to answer that for yourself, congregation, if you be honest. What is now our life without God here on earth? What is now our life? Really, it is a great wonder. It is a great wonder that we have courage to live in this world. That is a great wonder. Oh, it is a wilderness and nothing else than that. And if now each and every one tonight could lay all his troubles on the table, if you could do it. Oh, I think all of us, we say, oh, I never did expect that that man, that father, that mother has such troubles. I never could imagine it. Never. And that is married people and unmarried people, that is people with children, and that is people without children, we all have our crosses, and we all have our hardships, and we all have our griefs, and we all have our sorrows, and that is all on account of our sin, people. On account of our sin. You read in the Bible about Job that he was tired of his whole life. And you read it about so many other of God's children that they were tired. But now the Lord, he blessed them. And if we are blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are blessed. Oh, in this, in our temporal life congregation, we could say so many things to one another. And then I could say, I wish this for you and that for you. But we are not able to grant something to each and everyone. It is impossible to do it. Impossible. But the only one who can bless us, that is that exalted mediator, Jesus Christ. For that reason, the blind Bartimaeus, he said, Son of David, Son of David, have mercy with me. Restore me. Hallelujah. And he was so convinced, and God's people is convinced of that too, that only Christ, who had merited by the price of his blood all the blessings of his covenant, that he is the only one who can bless us for time and eternity. And for that reason, for that reason, now the Lord departed, and the disciples, they could do without him, because he blessed them. And what was now the greatest blessing for the disciples? That he blessed them with the promise of the Holy Spirit. And if we have the Holy Spirit, then we are never alone in this world. But then always we have company. We have company. The Lord is our protector. The Lord is our instructor. The Lord is our ruler. He is our teacher. He is our priest, our prophet, and our king. He is everything to us in life and death. And he bears also at the right hand of God the Father. He bears all our cares as we sing out of Psalter 183, the second stanza. The Lord who daily our heavy burdens bears, the God of our salvation, who for his people cares. Number 183, the second stanza. Willing to do without him because he filled them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Christ was not snatched away, but was carried up. Heaven was open for him. When he was on the cross on Calvary, then there was no place on earth for him. And there was no opening in heaven for him. Then he hanged on the cross. But now, after that, he has finished everything. Now the gates and the doors of heaven were wide open for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. And there was such a joy in heaven when the Lord entered into heaven as that exalted mediator and Savior of Israel. Oh, what a gladness was there in the heart of the Father, in the heart of Christ and of the angels and of all those saints, because Christ, he came in a different way in heaven than that he has left heaven before. Now he entered into heaven with a glorified body, with a glorified human nature. And he entered into heaven with the whole church and with all God's children. You can imagine, people, what a wonderful sight it must be that now that exalted King and Christ that he entered into heaven, he had overcome the world and he had conquered death and sin and Satan and all the principalities, as if we read in Colossians 2. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Oh, they were willing to do without Christ, because now they receive more after his ascension than that they ever have in the world. Before this, Christ was with him all the time. They were walking with him. They were in his conversation. But now Christ entered into heaven And that, as the high priest of their profession, he entered into the holy place, and having obtained eternal redemption for his people, he appears now in the presence of God for us. And there he maintains our cause. There he is our intercessor. We have here in the state Michigan a representative. You find him in every state of this country. And what is now the value of such a one? A representative. What is the value? That men that have a free entrance in the White House in Washington. I have no key for that house. No. For instance, I have got nothing to do with that because we are not sick. Thus, we have to live here, and we have a place here, but further, nothing at all in regard to the policy. No. And maybe you came once in the White House for some request that they opened the door, that they granted you their privilege, maybe, I don't know, but maybe, but that is with such a man as a representative, that is much different. He has freedom to come there, and he has boldness to talk there, and to lay all the cases before the president and before the governor. He can lay that on the table. I have no right to do it. No. No. I have no right. But that many have a right. And now Christ to know for our heart that he is my older brother. My flesh of my flesh. And bone of my bone, and that he is given me from the Father, as my prophet, as my priest, and as my king, that he is my refuge, that he is my strength, that he is my person, a representative in heaven, in Christ Jesus, and then after 10 days, that the Lord now parted from his disciples, that he sent his Holy Spirit in the hearts of the people, and the Spirit that is groaning all the time, as he read in Romans 8, to the prophet of his people does now, while we are wandering here in this world, there we have the Holy Spirit as our company, as my leader, as my instrument, and in heaven a representative. And now with all the different cases that I have in my life, and in the world, oh, that door of that representative, that is now all the time open, when he speaks of the secretary, that we have to bring our cases before. Oh, what a blessing, what a blessing. That there is a way, an open way, through the ascension of Christ to heaven, and to the hearts of the Father. And that now all God's children, that they have their freedom and their preference. Oh, sometimes people, if our soul may delight in Christ, oh, some moment, that we are roasted root ourselves. We had that last Thursday night in Patterson on the pulpit where we were preaching, you believe in God and believe also in me. Oh, I was out of myself that night, and heaven was so, and the heart of the Father, they were so glad, and such a joy in my life. Oh, if the Lord has taken us away that night, I have to say enough. Then it only the death it was good. I was so submissive to the will of the Lord, and a great rich, all that the Lord has given me in my life. I have not to preach myself, people know. I am an enemy of death, but sometimes, all to the praise and to the honor of a triune God, what he was and what he is, and what he remains all the time, an own God, that rock of our salvation, and that only foundation for eternity, that he is no not a stranger to us, and that we are not an alien of him, no, but that he that we are acquainted with him, who is now a king at the right hand of God the Father. And not only the revelation and the manifestation of him, but applied by the Holy Spirit. Applied by the Holy Spirit. And oh, most of the time, people, then it is hidden also for us. Then it is hidden also for us. And then there is no door to go through. No. But it is not all the time so. It is not all the time so, no. There are moments that the Lord opens the gates of heaven, and that he lay open his heart before his children and before his servants, and then that representative at the right hand of God the Father, you read in the Bible about that king, Hezekiah. And he spread out the letters before the Lord. He spread them out before the Lord. Did the Lord not know what that enemy was writing to them? Yes. But he said, Lord, oh Lord, I lay it before you. I lay it before you. And at that people said, Lord, look now. Look now. Arise, arise. And hallowed there be. Oh, the greatest riches of God's children that is in heaven, people, in that representative, in that high priest, in that king. And the time and the day is common, congregation, that we have no longer to preach in the world. No, the time is common. But then sing forever and forever, the time that is come. Here are crowns and sighs most of the time. And it is even a still a privilege if we have no some minutes to sigh unto the Lord. Oh, that is ook nog een privilege. Most of the time it is all closed, people. It is all closed. And there are some of God's children who are sitting this night with us. They know that too. They know that too. Oh, it is so seldom that it is open. It is so seldom that it is open. But oh, dear children, oh, dear children of God, there are moments, and when the needs come so high, then that representative, he said, now, I visit you. Oh, I visit you, because you cannot come to me, to my palace, but I come to you. And then he comes in, and then he talks with them. Yes, and that is something. Oh, that precious, that precious, that blessed Lord Jesus Christ, that he talks to us. That he talks with us, to us. And that he takes, that he said, I know your cares. And I know your needs, and I know your wants. And then, oh, for those moments, people, then we have enough, we have enough. And if we were alone then in the world, without one friend, and we are standing then alone, then I say, Lord, it is good. It is good. Oh, then we have no need for something else. But then we have enough in that communion with the triune God. Oh, there is some people in my midst that is looking for that. That is looking for them. They are so lonesome, so lonesome. They have the daily bread. They have a home to live. They have their work. Oh, they have so many other things. But they said, Lord, here it is so empty. It is so empty. And the doors for the pleasures of the world, they are closed. They are closed. Oh, that desire that is taken away, because sin that became death to me, that became death. And now that people that have time, they said, Lord, oh, I have nothing from the Lord, and from this world I have also nothing, and in myself it is a sepulcher, full of destruction. And corruption full of death. But oh, now to find in Christ everything what we need, oh, young and old. We don't know, but it is possible that it is the last ascending day that we are together here. It is possible. But oh, it was not so bad if it was for the last time. If we have that representative, then it's not so bad. Then the time comes, oh, I shall see him. My eyes shall see him, and not a stranger. And then I delivered, out of all the captivity, out of all my sorrow, and out of all my grief. Oh, children of God, that we are longing for that day with our whole heart. And in ourselves we are so empty, people, always so empty. And the older we are, the more. The older we are, the more. We are not so old, no. We are not so old, but 30 years ago, and 35 years ago, when the Lord commenced his work, oh, then we never have thought that it came so low, so low. Oh, then we thought, the longer that I walk on that way to heaven, the more comfort and holier and filled. Oh, yes, and glad and joy in my heart. And now it is the opposite. Now it is the opposite. But, oh, now I am glad with that high priest. And now I am glad with that prayer. And now I am glad with that king to subdue all his enemies here. To rule me. To protect. Protect me, and soon, oh, maybe soon, congregation, for you and me, if you have that life, to deliver us out of the church militant, and then forever in the church triumphant. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Remember the whole congregation and consistory, parents and children. Remember all of us in thy tender mercy in Christ Jesus. Prepare us for the next Sabbath day. And give us thy Holy Spirit in our heart and in our midst. Strengthen us in the day of tomorrow again, where we have to preach in another congregation. Lord, the labors are manifold that lays upon our shoulders. But Lord, strengthen us again and give desire also in that part of thy vineyard in the language of the Lamb, near to thy great city, to preach thy precious word. Lord, made it well. And remember the congregation in the manifold needs and wants. For Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 345, the last stanza. I pray tonight for Mr. Ari Black, who has to undergo an operation Saturday. The next collection, the collection on Sunday for the coming ministers is also for this, is for this country, but also for the Netherlands. Because we have a request from that synod received there, and we thought we have so many collections now, the last time for different things. Now we do that together the same day. For the Netherlands and for this country. Number 345, thy protector is the Lord, and what follows, 345. Of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.